7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu.
Oh, there's just so much beef and so little time. Hungry for hamburgers as always. Hello, the current time is Moutine's 30. I mean 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for the Dubious Cow Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of all these cows. You're supposed to moo. I say, oh, thanks. You blew it. Terrible cow timing. Apparently cows do not understand the key to comedy. That guy thinks he does, but no. Anyway, here we are. Once again, Dubious Goals Committee on this beautiful Saturday, I think, afternoon, or morning, or evening, depending on where you are. And I've just been watching some car racing, and that was very exciting. And I had fun. I was drinking some tea. I'm drinking some tea right now, too. And I've been sort of excited. I need to get into something cool here. We need to talk about, because I had an idea last night, and it was probably a brilliant idea. What kind of tea am I drinking? Well, I'm drinking Dahong Pao today. Ah, good Dahong Pao. Mmm, so delicious. Okay, so what are we doing? This is complex. This is, well, not really. This is a very simple idea. This is a lot of very complex ideas disguised as one very simple idea that's going to be awesome, and we're going to do something cool. I hope. I think. And what are we doing? Well, we're going to do some light demodulation tricks today. We're going to be listening to some light. And we're going to be listening to some very specific lights. Because yesterday... Okay, this is... How much of this story do I want to explain? Anyway, last night... And this was after Synth Battle Royale. Boy, we had another really good synth battle last night. If you missed it, you can find the recording of it in the archive. Go to the Anon Radio... No, it's not in the archive. Go to the Anon Radio page, then you click on DJs, and I think you'll find Synth Battle Royale listed under there, and you can figure it out from there. So after Synth Battle, I was thinking, I want to do more stuff with my light demodulator. I need to think of more creative things. See if we can get some more weird sounds out of the light demodulator. Now, if you're new to the Dubious Goals Committee and don't know what the light demodulator is, the light demodulator is this little box that I made. And it has a phototransistor in it, and a resistor, and a small filter capacitor, and a potentiometer. And what this thing does is it demodulates light and turns it into sound, as long as it's, you know, well, modulated in the sound range. Regardless, we've been using this to listen to lots of signage, LED signs out in public, those big LED signs that you see everywhere. Well, you hold this thing up to that, and it makes all kinds of cool sounds. And so last night, I was thinking, we've got to work on this more. The problem is, I need my own LED sign. If I just had my own LED sign, I could just sit here and do weird stuff with the sign. We could do all kinds of custom stuff and blah, blah, blah. So I started thinking, that's what I need, is my own LED sign. Full color, full animation, everything, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how much they cost, but I can tell you right now, they cost more than I can afford, and I don't even know how much they cost. So I was thinking, what do I have? Or what could I buy? There are there's tiny little LED matrices that you can buy these days. And I thought, yeah, that would be fun, but then I'd have to hack something up and that might be more of a pain in the ass than And I kept thinking, I started thinking about little toys. Do I have any toys that have funky LEDs on them? No, I don't. No, I don't. Do I have any blah, blah, blah? And then I realized, wait, I do have something. I do have something that I could use. And this is another thing that's a little bit hard to explain, but back in the olden days, back when I used to build customized computers and do crazy things to them, I was in the market for 12-volt lights all the time, right? Because, you know, this is back before Razer existed, and you can buy LEDs and everything now, but I used to put, you know, chrome skulls with red LED eyes and stuff on computer cases and stuff. And I would get these things from car parts stores, car supply stores, weird custom places and stuff. And anyway, I was out at this one electronics store. This is another long story, blah, blah, blah. And I found some cheap stuff that they were trying to get rid of. And so I bought this little lighting system that is meant for, you know, car enthusiasts, car customizers, and all it is this cheap, junky little system that you plug into your cigarette lighter, and then there's this little control box, and then that control box feeds a little distro point where four LEDs on wires are plugged in, and so you can have cool RGB LED stuff going on in your car. And so that's what I have. And these are weird LEDs, those weird four-conductor kind, and there's a control box, and blah, blah, blah. And so instead of making a cool car, because on my old car, I just did it all in blue LEDs. These are those cheesy RGB LEDs, what people are calling RGB these days, the kids. And yes, they are multicolor LEDs. And because this is meant for a 12-volt car system, I've had to do some really weird kind of jerry-rigging to get this to work. Because I had to find a wall wart, and then I fed the wall wart into an adapter that... it's stupid, but hey, it works. And so now that we've got power, we now need to start... How am I going to do this exactly? I don't know. We need to start figuring this out and hooking this up. Because this is going to be awesome. So what is left to do? I've got all this stuff, all this spaghetti of wires just all strewn about here. The LEDs work. They are coming on. They are doing their thing. We now... Am I going to need the amplifier? That's the question. Okay, so we'll grab the amplifier, we'll grab the demodulator here, and then in this box we need to find one of these cables. 3.5 millimeter, 2/4 inch. Good job, metric. I'm a metric boy. I'm a metric boy. Oh no! Okay, we'll plug that into here. We'll say goodbye to the cows for now. And let's plug this in. Boing. Can you hear that? Hear that buzz? That's just the demodulator picking up my LED lighting in this room. I mean, I've got these are just regular light bulbs, but they're LED light bulbs. So you're hearing a nice a nice 60 hertz hum there. Okay. Yeah, see, I can turn it down. And I'm going to turn the gain down on the thing to about halfway on the demodulator. Now, I don't know how good this is going to work because we have lots of ambient light here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just sort of put all these LEDs, these four LEDs, kind of, this is hard to do one-handed, trying to get these all in one spot so we can concentrate the light here. That's going to have to do. And we're turning on the light thingy. Okay, the light thingy is on. But it's not quite pointing at the sensor, the phototransistor. What's going on right now is the LEDs are rainbow cycling. They are cycling through the rainbow, red, blue, teal, dark blue, green, sort of whitish, then green. Anyway, you've seen these LEDs crossfade. You know what they do. Here we go. I'm pointing the phototransistor at the LEDs. And I'm adjusting the gain, turning it up. I don't believe it. So awesome. Okay, now you got to admit, that's pretty cool. That's pretty damn weird. And I like it. So, let's have some more. I didn't do it right. Go. Okay, now it thinks it's in the wrong mode. Go. Why does this not work anymore? The LEDs came on, but they're just green. Why is it not sweeping? There we go, we're back. Something's wonky. I'm going to turn that off. It doesn't stay red for very long. This is all just very, very cheap junk. Very cheap, cheap, cheap junk. So everything's a little bit weird. This could be hacked. This case can be taken apart. It's not even... It's just snapped together. Maybe we're going to have to hack something. Yes, we probably will have to hack something. But first, we have to check the other modes of this thing. This controller... When you first turn it on, it goes into the sweeping through the colors mode, which we're hearing right now. Oops, I somehow changed the mode. Oh, by pushing the other button. Okay, what you're hearing now is the LEDs just rapidly flashing through the color sequence. They're not crossfading. They're just changing. Red, blue, green, Roy G. Biv, Roy G. Biv, Roy G. Biv. Okay, so there's sweep mode. Sweep mode, and now we'll change. And now it's just blinking through the colors. Let's change to the next mode and see what happens. Oh, the next mode, I can put my hand between the LEDs and the photo transistor to control the gain. This next mode is just colors. We are now just seeing all four LEDs as red. And that's what red sounds like. And if we click through the series, we can hear all the colors. So here's red, blue, green, light blue, light green, another sort of lighter blue. Again, the same blue with a little bit of red in it. And off. And then it goes back into sweep mode. I like it, because now I got it on push button, I can just push the button and it goes wow. Yeah, I'm having way too much fun with this already. And I've already realized something else. This has another mode. Right? And this is the best mode yet, because this is how we make this musical. And I know what you're thinking, Tobe, this doesn't do you any good. You can't clock it. You can't sync that weird sound up to any beat or anything. Oh, but wait. Perhaps I can. Why? Because, remember, this stupid little lighting system was meant to be put into cars, and it's plug and play, so you don't have to wire anything up. So this little module, this little control box, actually has a microphone in it, and you can flip it into audio mode so that, you know, your cool car lights will change colors and do interesting things to the sound of your cool, fire, sick beats. Right, so. Here's regular mode. What is this? There we go. It hears my voice. Okay, this is awesome. I'm gonna snap my fingers and you can hear the, I hope you can hear me snap. I'll snap my fingers, you'll hear the sound change. Yeah. And then when it hears my voice, it goes absolutely crazy. Is there any way to adjust the sensitivity or anything? There does not appear to be, but that doesn't matter. Cha. It is so, it's so sensitive that if you say a three-syllable word, it changes on every syllable. Oh my god, this is brilliant. I love it. I'm going to turn this off. And I know what you're thinking. Tobe, how are you going to do that? How do you think you're going to clock your weird LED thing? Well, I haven't figured that out yet. But Headphones. See, I could like put a clock signal into some headphones and it would just go click, 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 click. And that would do it. I could have an external speaker. No, that would suck for record. Actually, it might work because everything else I record would be direct. I could have an external speaker. Okay, well, I'll think about that some more later. Right now, we need to go to the music. Wait, stop. Hold the phone. I just realized something. These LEDs are 12 volts, right? This is a built 12 volt system, right? Eurorack. You could stick this in a Eurorack. You could have rainbow Eurorack synthesizers. Okay, just get back to the music, damn it. Back to the music.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
And who are you?
I'm Riff Randall, rock and roller.
Riff Randall, rock and roller. Yeah, it's true. Thanks, cows. It's true that you can't have a rock and roll high school without a Riff Randall. That's for damn sure. All right, so where are we at here? Catalonian Steaks Balsamico? I don't remember. Yeah, that seems about right. What am I going to eat for lunch today? Well, I'm probably going to have turkey sandwich, a little bit of Swiss cheese, lettuce on that turkey sandwich, on a croissant. Because I did go to the store yesterday, and I bought the croissant, and I got the turkey, and I got the cheese, and I got the lettuce, and I got some graham crackers. So, that's what I'm eating. Glad we got that figured out. The big question is, what other major breakthroughs in lowercase music technology are we going to make today? Well, probably not any. I think I'm going to put the rest of this off until tomorrow. And so what I got to figure out in the next 24 hours, or at least the next 23 and a half hours, I got to figure out how I'm going to sync this up to music stuff. These wacky LED sounds. Because, like I said, I'm going to have to take clock off something, then I'm going to have to put clock into a speaker, and then the speaker has to click, click, click next to this little controller, or I'm going to have to use headphones, so I can just put headphones around the controller or something. How am I going to do this? I guess we could test it out just to see if, you know, proof of concept by getting out the bleep drum and what? But then you wouldn't hear that. Well, no, I guess we could leave an open... See, this is all kinds of problems. This is going to require some thinking. And you know how good I am at thinking. Thinking I'm cool. I am pretty good at thinking that I'm awesome. And I will be awesome if I can figure out how to do this. Especially if we could actually get it to... I wish I could get a drum beat going. But I can't play the drum beat to the module, the light thingy, because it'll just trigger on every drum it hears. And we don't want that. We just want it to trigger on the beat or something of that nature. So how are we going to... I don't have any drum machines that I can... Well, the old 707, but I don't have the 707. What I need is a drum machine where I can take outputs for the individual sounds. And I don't currently have anything like that. But, I'm looking around. All we really need to do is to clock something. Once we get something clocked, then we can throw in another drum machine that's just doing bass kicks on the beat. And then we can... feed that audio to the light controller, and then we can... I just thought of something else. I've got another light controller. My other light controller is also audio sensitive, but we've done experiments with that. Don't think about that, Tubbs. Freaking stay focused. Just stay focused. Try to figure out how to make the LEDs make buzzy biz blamps to the beat. How are we going to make buzzy biz blamps? But the coolest thing is those sweeps. Is there some way we can get those sweeps to do something and to the beat? I'm going to have to mess with this light control. Oh, I just saw something else. I've got another little toy. I've got another little LED toy that might be RGB LED. Okay, we'll have to check that out and deal with that. And you'll hear more about this tomorrow on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day. Every day, people. For the last 2,400, I don't know how many, 1930 UTC. My name's Tobe, and I'm out of here. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.